Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Welcome to the Way of Life program. Charmaine with you. Another Sunday. Blessings to you. We're going to continue the trend and continue learning about the Holy Spirit and His desires for us. So the desires that the Holy Spirit gives us are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. Galatians 5:17, it tells us that the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. So the opposite of what the sinful nature desires is what the Holy Spirit gives. And what does the sinful nature want to do? It always wants to do evil because it is evil in nature and desires. Therefore, doing evil is a normal expression of the sinful nature. And those who choose to be dominated by it will only think about sinful things, which are the opposite of those who choose to be governed by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:5, 8, and 7 tells us those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Verse 8, that's why those who are under, or that's why those who are still under the control of the sinful nature can never please God. So why those who are controlled by the sinful nature can never please God? Verse 7 gives us the answer. It reads, for the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. If we choose to receive the desires that the Holy Spirit gives, we will always do the opposite of what the sinful nature wants to do. That means we will always do good, for doing good is the opposite of doing evil. And doing good is defined in terms of who God is, what He does, and what He requires of us to be and do. The desires that the Holy Spirit gives are what we were created to express. We were created to express only what is good. That's in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. So through the Holy Spirit, God's eternal desires for us are fulfilled. Also, our positive response to the Holy Spirit will keep us pure and free from being contaminated by the sinful nature's desires. And we will be ready for the Lord to express through us the good deeds that we were created for. May these words from the Holy Spirit through Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 2:21 remind us of the importance of keeping ourselves pure. He says, if you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. That's a wonderful promise. So you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom. Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.